This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another live edition of the broadcast. Good to have you with us. This will be our last live broadcast of the year. The next 2 weeks, we're going to be doing best of shows. That way we can give some of our staff here and up in Minneapolis off for those days. It's always interesting to kind of look at the calendar and see where the holidays hit, because that plays into this quite a bit. You know, for example, if Christmas was like on a Friday or maybe a Thursday or Friday, we might have been able to sneak in at least one show during those 2 weeks. But the way it's working out is Christmas is kind of falling like right in the middle of the week. So Christmas is going to be on the 25th, of course, which is on a Tuesday, but then Christmas Eve is on that Monday. So doing a show on a Sunday night, the next day being Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve the next week, we thought it would be best to just let people make that into like a 4-day weekend that work behind the scenes on the show. And so that's what we're doing. But don't fret, because I will be picking out the very, very best shows from this year, the best guest interviews that we've had. And we've had some great ones, and we'll have those lined up for you. I'm excited to let you know, I can tell you this now, that our first show of 2019, that just sounds weird saying 2019, but that's the year we're going into. It sounds so futuristic, 2019. We're going to be going into 2019 on January the 6th, our first show. We're going to actually do a two-hour special all about the Las Vegas shooting. Now, a lot of people think this story is over, that, well, basically what the government has told us, this was a lone shooter. We don't really know why he did it. And we really don't know anything more, so nothing to see here, move along. There's a lot of information coming out, and there's a couple of reporters. There's one reporter in particular, and also an attorney, that is publicly commenting on a lot of these new developments and inconsistencies in the account. The timeline doesn't add up. Things that we were told were factual are not adding up. So we want to take another look at this. I've been, as I've said many, many times, I've been very skeptical about the narrative in the Las Vegas shooting. I mean, just the fact that this guy had hundreds and hundreds of suspicious financial transaction reports made about him to the IRS over the years, just right there, follow the money. Where's this guy's money coming from? How's he gambling with all this cash? And just a lot of questions, all the weapons he had, how he got him up to the room, why people didn't act, the sort of inconsistencies of this Jesus Campos security guard, a lot of stuff that just doesn't make any sense. And as time passes by and more information trickles out, it makes less and less sense. So we'll be doing a two-hour special. So we're going to have two guests our first show of the new year, which is going to be really cool. So one full hour with an attorney that's involved with the Las Vegas shooting case. We'll get more details to you as far as what their involvement is. But I've been reading some of the public comments from this law firm, and it's they're doing a tremendous job of smoking out the truth. And then also a reporter, a journalist, who's similarly been following this very, very closely. I love that these people are staying on top of this, because I think our attention spans are so short that it would be easy for a story like this to just get swept under the rug. But a lot of people died, a lot of people were injured, and those that lived are going to have probably post-traumatic stress disorder and have anxiety for the rest of their lives as a result of having to go through that. So many people, hundreds of people, thousands of people affected by that shooting. And we need to know what the backstory is, and just the idea that we can't know and there's nothing to see here. I just don't buy it. So we're going to be doing that, our first show of the new year. That will be on January the 6th. So much to get into tonight. I think I'm going to save my big bombshell story for our second segment, which will be after our first break, which I'll tell you what it is, and then we'll get into it then. But there is a huge, huge erupting controversy online about a pastor by the name of John Gray and him making a $200,000 Lamborghini purchase for his wife, posting a video of it on Instagram. A lot of people upset about this. I'll give you my honest thoughts on it and tell you what I know, but I can tell you of everything I've posted on Facebook today, this is the one story that everybody seems to be very energized about, on both sides of it as well, on both sides, in support of and also against this pastor and what happened. So we'll give you more details on that after this break. I had an email from one of our listeners, and it was funny because I thought the exact same thing. Of course, you know, the entire first hour last week, I pounded the president about not standing up, not fighting back, go ahead, shut down the government if he doesn't get funding for the wall, on and on and on and on and on. And then the president came out fighting this week, and I just loved that video of the president in the Oval Office with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, and how he took them on right in front of the cameras, and they didn't like it very much at all. So one of our listeners, Mike, hello, Mike, he sent me an email, and I'll tell you, he said, Trump must listen to your show. Maybe he does. That would be great if he did. I doubt it. But he really did seem to get the cue, maybe from a lot of people. Maybe it wasn't just my show, and a lot of people have been saying he needs to go back to the old Trump and fight back. And he's got the boxing gloves on. And so here's where this is all heading. If you haven't really been following the news, we are actually looking at a very real possibility of a government shutdown on Friday of this week. The government could shut down unless Trump agrees to sign this continuing resolution, which this is just horrible how they do this. Instead of having a budget and running things professionally like you would run a business, they do these stopgap measures called CRs, or continuing resolutions. And so a battle is shaping up this week, and Trump is saying, I'm not going to sign the CR unless I get $5 billion for the wall. Apparently, he's going to get a little over $1 billion as things stand, but he wants $5 billion. And Pelosi and Schumer are saying, no, we're not giving it to you. Go ahead and shut down the government. Now, that's kind of a little bit of a misnomer, really, that the government will shut down, because what happens is all essential services do not get shut down. So that means people will still get their Social Security checks. Medicare will still be paying claims. We'll still have all of the TSA officers at the airport. We'll still have the military being paid. We'll still have all of the essential national security things in place, all of that. It comes out to be like 25% of the government gets shut down. And these things usually last for a week or two. Then they're over. And those people that were furloughed get paid back pay for the time that they missed. And it usually happens this way. I don't know if it'll be that friendly this time, but it tends to get really exaggerated by the other side. In this case, Schumer and Pelosi, basically suggesting that, you know, we're going to have scorched earth on Friday if the government shuts down. Who knows? Maybe we could shut the government down, that 25%, for a few weeks and save some money and not pay the back pay. It's almost an oxymoron to say essential government services, because I think we could probably live with a much smaller government than we presently have, and we might not even miss it if 25% of it is shut down for a few weeks. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, what in the world did Pastor John Gray do? And why is this one of the top trending stories on the internet? We'll have that after the break. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
This hour, including some news on Bitcoin, also some scams that are picking up right now during the holidays. But I've got to get to this story, which is exploding right now on social media. And I know people are going to come after me on this, but I'm going to put it out there. This is how I feel about it. This is from, there's so many news outlets reporting this, but I'm right now at abc13.com, which is the news website for, I believe this is, I think this might be Houston area because, all right, here's the, let me just give you the story. You can go to the website if you want, abc13.com, if you want to find out, read the story for yourself. There is a pastor by the name of John Gray, that's spelled G-R-A-Y, John Gray. The headline here is Pastor John Gray defends decision to buy wife Lamborghini for anniversary. So here's the backstory. I don't know who this guy, Pastor John Gray, is. One of my friends on Facebook posted and said that he's heard him speak and he's a tremendous speaker and a great guy. Maybe he is. I don't know. And by the way, I have no problem with pastors being independently wealthy, which I know that that's the first thing that people will say in response to what I'm going to say in a moment here, is that that I'm jealous, that I wanted the Lamborghini for my wife or for myself, that I'm jealous and I shouldn't be jealous or covetous of what other people have, and who am I to judge? All of these things. Okay, bring it on. I'm ready. Hit me with all that. But here's the story. And I have some questions. And here's the story. This is Greenville, South Carolina. Pastor John Gray, who leads his own church in Greenville, South Carolina, and still preaches at Lakewood Church here in Houston, it says. So this is a Houston website. So he's part of the Lakewood Church, Joel Osteen. He's an associate pastor at Lakewood Church. But then he separately has his own church in Greenville, South Carolina. Now, that right there is a little bit weird to me. I don't know. I mean, as long as everybody's happy with that, that's fine. I just don't know of very many pastors where they're an associate pastor at one church and then they have their own separate church. But, you know, God bless him if he can be happy with that arrangement and flying probably back and forth a lot. You know, God bless them if they want to do that. But here's where it gets weird. There was an Instagram video posted where Pastor John Gray surprises his wife. I believe I'm pronouncing this right. Aventer is her name. A-V-E-N-T-E-R. Aventer. That's the wife. Surprises her with a Lamborghini Urus. According to the Kelley Blue Book, the 2019 luxury SUV starts at $200,000. Gray's wife screams when the vehicle is revealed, as he is heard in the back saying, "You light my fire. Let this Lamborghini light your fire, baby." Okay. I don't have any problem with a husband giving a wonderful gift to their wife, even a $200,000 or $250,000 gift to their wife. I don't have a problem with any of that. And, you know, if someone's independently wealthy and they have that kind of money, then they can do those kind of things. Here's the problem. The problem is that this guy's a pastor. And some people might think that, well, because you're a pastor, you shouldn't be buying such elaborate things, that you could use your money to give to the poor or to help out the homeless or to expand your ministry and reach more people for Christ. I'm not even going to go there. I get that some people would say that, but we don't know. Maybe he separately does give a lot of money to all those other causes. And then, you know, how can you really fault him if he wants to spend some of the money on his own family and for himself? But here's the problem. And this is the same script. When I first read the story, I didn't make the connection that he was part of Joel Osteen's church. But now that I know that he's part of Joel Osteen's church, it's not such a logical leap then to say that maybe he has studied at the foot of the master, at the feet of the master. And I don't mean Christ. I mean at the feet of Joel Osteen. I'm using that metaphor. Because Joel Osteen has this really strange view about these kinds of things himself. And this is the analogy that I have used over the years. Let's imagine that you're a spokesperson for a big company, whether it be McDonald's or General Motors or Chick-fil-A, whoever it is, and you're on TV all the time as the spokesperson for that big corporate entity. During that commercial that you're doing, let's say for General Motors, you're the spokesperson. You don't get to say, oh, by the way, here's something that I have that I'm selling of my own. I'm here as General Motors spokesperson, but by the way, I have a new book out and here's the website to get that book, or you can get it on Amazon, or here's my new video, or here's something you could separately buy from me. But that is exactly what happens when you have a pastor like Joel Osteen, who has a ministry that is on television, and the television show is paid for by the church, and then he is able to, through that positioning himself, sell all these millions and millions of books. I guarantee you, if Joel Osteen did not have that TV show paid for by the church, he would not sell probably 5% of the books that he sells. I just know he wouldn't. Now, based on that same line of thinking, and Joel Osteen has like a $40, $50 million home. $10 million home. He supposedly has a net worth of $40 or $50 million, has a $10 million home. And his whole position of it is, well, so what? This is all separate money I make from separate side things that I do. And the church doesn't even pay Joel Osteen a salary. And he mentions that as well. I don't know if this pastor, John Gray, is doing the same kind of thing, but it almost sounds like it in how he defended this in a 20-minute long Facebook video. There are a lot of people concerned about this. He says the money did not come from the church, which is fine, but I still don't like it if he's using the church like Joel Osteen is using his church, which is to promote all of his stuff, and then he keeps all the money. That just wouldn't happen in any private business, and it shouldn't happen in the church either. And it's just the term that is used is annulment. That's the term, which is if you have a nonprofit, you're not supposed to personally benefit from the things the nonprofit is doing. So if I have a nonprofit, I can't hire like a lawn service to come and cut my grass at my personal house and pay for that through my church funds or through my nonprofit. I mean, unless it's a church-owned property. But this is how these guys do it. It's very clever, and they can say, it's not money from the church. This is from my own book sales and my own separate TV speaking engagements and things like this. And they like have their own side business that they promote using the church as the base for that, as the platform for that. So I don't know. But this is blowing up on the internet. Read more about it yourself. Weigh in on it over on my social media on Facebook, on Twitter. John Gray gives his wife $200,000 Lamborghini, the pastor. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Listening to Jim Paris Live.
Right, I don't think I mentioned it. Maybe I did. I'll mention it again. Our guest tonight in hour number two is Daniel Flynn. The book is Cult City. And this is fascinating as we go back to Guyana and we get into the details of Jim Jones and the People's Temple and the cult that, 900 people died drinking Kool-Aid with cyanide in it, the largest civilian death at one time in one place up until 9/11. Just incredible. And this book that gets into the story behind Jim Jones, his upbringing, his religious affiliation, which, believe it or not, was Pentecostal. He was an evangelical Christian, supposedly. And the People's Temple, and one of the most bizarre things in the book is the famous people and the powerful politicians that were all supporting Jim Jones, all the way up to the White House, all the way up to President Jimmy Carter and his wife. This book is unbelievable, and we're going to have Daniel Flynn with us for the entire hour. That'll be at the top of the hour after news, so that'll be 10:05. Eastern, 10:06 Eastern, I correct myself, for those in the East Coast time zone. All right, a huge week this week. A couple of things to mention to you before I forget. If you have an Amazon Echo device, there are now so many of these devices. There is the Echo, there's the Echo Dot, there's now an Amazon Echo Clock. There's a number of these devices. You can also use the app, the Amazon Echo app, on your telephone, your mobile phone, on your tablet. In any case, we now have, we paid to have this done, and I think it was a good decision, to add our radio show to Amazon devices. So whether it's listening live on a Sunday night like this, or if you want to listen to our 24-hour stream, which a lot of people don't know we have this, but we have a 24-hour stream. And what that is we play the most recent week's show in its entirety. So the first hour and second hour. Then what we do is we play the prior 5 or 6 weeks second hour segments, which are the guest interviews. And that is available 24 hours, that streams. And then we also have with TalkStream Live, they're picking us up doing the full replay of the show several times a week. And then they're picking up our 24-hour stream every night from midnight to 6 a.m. All of this is available for you over at jimparisradio.com. jimparisradio.com has links to all of our download sites, as well as now the new Amazon Echo. It's called a skill, and you have to click on a link. You'll get this at the jimparisradio.com, but you click on the link, you activate this, and then it gives you the magic phrase, which if I say it, my Echo, which is sitting right here, will start playing my show, and it'll be on a delay of about 30 seconds, and we'll probably blow up the studio here. So I'm not going to say the phrase, but it's something like play show name, Jim Paris, and then you use the A-L-E-X-A word to get it going. So you'll see all of that over at jimparisradio.com. All right. I want to talk about Bitcoin and get into that. I think what I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to push that off into the next segment so I can give you more of a full appreciation of this, because a lot of people have been panicking, emailing me, what do I do now? Bitcoin has dropped, you know, it's down like to $3,300. A year ago, literally a year ago, it was 20,000, and now it's at 3,300. And a lot of people just think like, well, you know, Jim Paris was a guy that was in Bitcoin, so he's obviously homeless now and lost all his money. Not so, because, you know, I'm not asleep at the switch. I mean, I can see what's happening, and I have the ability to move money around. And, you know, we have money invested in the markets in Bitcoin through the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, and you can sell it when it's going down. And so that's what you do. You don't just sit there and watch it go down. So, yeah, I mean, last Christmas was a much better Christmas for the Paris family. We did very well, but not as much this year, but we didn't like lose everything or anything nuts like that. But I'll give you my thoughts in the third segment about Bitcoin and why I'm still involved and still have dozens of different cryptocurrencies and why I'm bullish for the future for Bitcoin. Had a strange week this week. So on Tuesday, what was it? Maybe about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Tuesday, I get a phone call from the producer of Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie, 600 radio stations nationwide and picked up around the world on the internet. I get this call out of the blue, and it's Tom Danheiser from Coast to Coast AM. And he says, hey, short notice, but can we have you on the show tonight? And we need you on the 4 to 5 a.m. slot, East Coast time, 4 to 5 a.m. There's probably no other show I would say yes to other than Coast to Coast AM to get up, you know, at 3:30, put on a pot of coffee and be all fired up to be on the radio with George Norrie, who's become a great friend and supporter of us over the years. And I just want to thank them so much for just continuing to have me on. And the discussion went where it always goes, which is my best-selling book, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. We talked about the book. We talked about the upward surge in suicides that are happening this year, and then especially around the holidays. We got into my own story of losing all my money due to the embezzlement scheme of my brother, how I planned out my own suicide, not once, but three times, how I was able to recover from what happened to me through prayer and my book, which is about prayer and how to pray when you're in a situation where you need God to step in and help you with your finances. What an incredible hour of radio. Not only George Norrie, who asks the best questions of anybody in talk radio, but just the callers, the people calling in with their sincere circumstances. And man, your heart just can't go out to people. You can't be any more sympathetic, empathetic when you talk to people that during the holidays are facing homelessness, people that are facing, not having money to get their children gifts for Christmas, not having money to put food on the table. And we got to a point in the interview where I said to George, because people who have never contemplated suicide don't really understand it. It sounds like a crazy person's thought, the idea of killing yourself, ending your own life. And I'll go with you on that. In a sense, it is. But as I said to George, it's not so much that you want to die. It's not that you want to die. It's that you don't want to live because you don't have any hope for the future. You're hopeless for the future. So what I did was I've been doing this now for about a year, but I kind of reconfigured the homepage of christianmoney.com to make this super, super easy for people to get this now. You can go to christianmoney.com and you can get a PDF download of this book about what happened to me and how prayer changed my life and changed my financial circumstances. And you can have that for free. You can get it on Amazon. You can do that if you want to support us and help us with what we're doing. Or you can just have it for free. And you can go to christianmoney.com and you'll see the link there to grab it for free as a PDF download. We can't ship a physical book to you for free. We don't have the resources to do that. But we're happy to give that to you for free if you're somebody that maybe right now is having that kind of a holiday season and you're really hitting rock bottom. Read the book, find hope by turning to God, How to Pray for a Financial Miracle. We'll be back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris, and if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com. That's christianmoneyplus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, christianmoneyplus.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, we're back. I can't win. During the break, I'm getting emails now from listeners that are saying that I shouldn't be putting the show on the Amazon Echo devices because they don't like Jeff Bezos. And then they go into this big presentation about how he's destroying, you know, the small businesses on Main Street. Look, it's not, we're just following the trends of the technology. I mean, the show's available on like a dozen different platforms now. Echo is a growing thing, so we are making it available there. It's available at a lot of places. I got another email from someone that says they're trying to listen to the show online, and I keep changing things because I've added the Echo. I haven't changed anything. This is something extra for you folks. You don't have to use the Echo. We still have all of our other platforms, and I'll just repeat them quickly. These are just some of them. It's on every week. The show gets posted to YouTube. It gets posted to iTunes. It gets posted to SoundCloud, to Stitcher, and I think close to a dozen other podcast-type sites. And it's, if you go to jimparisradio.com, there's so many ways to listen. And we have apps available for the Android phone, also for the iPhone. That's another way to listen. I mean, there's maybe 20 ways to listen now to the show, including listening on your local radio station, listening on the GCN website, listening over satellite. What can I do? I can't come to your house and do the show for you live at your kitchen table. These are just extra things we're doing. So don't panic. And, Jeff Bezos, I get it that he's, a controversial guy, but we're just trying to make available the show in as many places as we can. We're not paying Amazon anything to put the show on the Echo devices. It's free for us. So, maybe we're costing them money. So if you hate Jeff Bezos, maybe that's a reason to use the stream from Amazon. So you're hurting Jeff Bezos while you're listening to the show. Okay. I'm going to talk about Bitcoin here in a second, but I want to give people a warning. And I know this, a lot of people tune out when I start talking about scams, because most people think that they can never be scammed. Today, just today, I got probably at least 10 phishing emails. This is where you get an email and it says there's something funny going on at your bank or your credit card. Click here to fix the problem. And I mentioned to you on last week's show, this is now happening with text messages. I'm getting probably now 3 to 5 robocalls a day. I'm now today only, just today, I got 10 phishing emails. I usually get 3 to 5 a day. Today I got 10. So be really careful. If you get an email and it looks like it's from your bank and it says there's a problem at your bank, don't click on the link. Okay, just delete the email, go to your browser, and navigate to your bank on your browser like you normally do, and you'll be able to see when you log in if there really is a problem with your bank. Your bank is not going to give you a link like that because they don't want to make you vulnerable to these phishing attacks. So don't fall for that. The emails look real. When you click on them, you go to a website that does look exactly like your bank's website, but it's not. It's a fake website. It's a clone, as they call it, of your bank's website. They will then, once you put in your username and password, have all that they need to empty your bank account. There's another scam that is coming back, and this is going to hit a lot of people really hard, especially over the next 2 to 3 weeks as people are traveling. Credit card skimmers. These are little devices that are put on ATM machines and also pay at the pump credit card devices at the gas station. And they look just like, you can't really notice that anything funny is going on. Except one of the things that experts say you should do is before you swipe your card at an ATM or at a gas station, just take your hand and go to the control panel and just kind of, you know, pull on it, push on it, you know, shake it a little bit. If there's a skimming device attached to it, it will come loose. These are not permanently affixed devices. They're put on there just very temporarily. And what happens is, this is so clever. When you swipe your card, it obviously swipes it and it will turn the gas pump on, or you'll be operating the ATM machine, but it's also swiping it. There's like a second swipe that's going on that you don't see. And then there's a little camera that they typically have hidden. And this is the other thing they say to look for. Look around for a camera, a little tiny camera to be hidden, maybe up above the ATM machine or up above the pay at the pump gas station. If you look like you're at the pump and you're swiping your card, like look around where the angle would be right for a camera, because what they're going to do with the camera is get your debit card PIN, your PIN code, which is why a lot of the financial experts say don't use a PIN code at a gas station. Don't use a debit card, because what happens is if you lose your 4-digit PIN to a scammer they have these skimmer devices with that swipe, they can make a copy of your card. So now they have a copy, an exact copy of your debit card, and they have your PIN code, and they can literally empty out your bank account. And you're not going to have the same level of protection that you would with a credit card. And you're going to have a lot more explaining to do to your bank when it comes out that the person actually did have your PIN code. It wasn't just a stolen credit card number, but they also had your PIN code. I read in today, I saw maybe 5 or 6 articles about credit card skimmers that are being found in one city. I believe it was in North Carolina. They had found seven gas stations in this one small town had credit card skimmers attached. I mean, this is big. And I say this about the holidays, and people think it's kind of a weird thing to say, but I'll say it again because it is true. Scammers, just like everybody else, need extra money for the holidays. We don't really think of that, do we? Like that a scammer has a house and a family and kids that they're buying gifts for. And the scammers take advantage of us because we're busy. We're not on our game. Many times we're traveling. We're not paying as close attention as we would to our personal security. And we let these things happen to us. And scammers do need more money during the holidays, just like everybody else. And they do ramp up their game. Okay, couple minutes left. Let's talk about Bitcoin. So a lot of emails coming in over the last, you know, few weeks. Jim, you know, what should I do? I don't give advice on Bitcoin in terms of should you buy more now because it's so low? Should you sell? Should you have sold, you know, when it dropped to 5,000? I don't do that because it's sort of like becoming a financial advisor, and I'm no longer licensed to do that. I'm retired from giving financial advice in that way, you know, personalized individual financial advice. But most of my cryptocurrency is long-term, and the money that I have in the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, which is what you can buy through your stockbroker, where you can buy Bitcoin as a stock, I do short-term trade that. So I do take advantage, like, of the low prices now. I put money back in it, but then when it was falling, I took money out. And so you've got to sort of time the market a little bit with that. But here's my response to all of the naysayers and all the people that are super worried about Bitcoin. I mean, number one, you should never have anything more in there than you can afford to lose. So if you follow that rule, you shouldn't be laying awake at night worrying about this. So don't be greedy. Only put in what you can afford to lose. All of the smartest people in Silicon Valley, in technology, even, you know, go to Wall Street, look at Fidelity. They're putting in all kinds of infrastructure right now for cryptocurrency. All of these top technology people, the co-founder of PayPal, Peter Thiel, I mean, all these people are still investing and building infrastructure and websites and software. And cryptocurrency, the truth is, it got a little bit ahead of itself. A lot of people got in last year after Thanksgiving dinner when maybe their kid came home from college and told them all about Bitcoin, and they put $1,000 or $2,000 in, and now they lost a bunch of money. So Bitcoin kind of has a black eye right now. But the idea of cryptocurrency, the concept behind Bitcoin, is strong, and money keeps flowing into it, and infrastructure continues to be built, and big companies and Wall Street is looking at getting an ETF that is a Bitcoin fund approval into, you know, maybe a few weeks just into the new year. So I'm in for the long run. A lot of reasons to stay positive. We'll take a break for news. When we come back, our guest, Daniel Flynn, Cult City is the book. We'll be back. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.